Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is the TechNerdy Podcast live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting next to me, Nate Robinson. I'll get that one out first so I don't mess it up. And Griffin Kelly, CEO of FlashFrame. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So right off the bat, I mean, we've had a couple of different, we're doing Future of Media is our showcase for TechNerdy this month on June 27th. And we have had a handful of other companies on our stage in the past, I don't know, 3 months or so in the video, photography, community building around those things, helping people with gig work, helping people to just share the platform. So it's really, I think, timely and cool that we have you on today. And I want to kind of get your version, your pitch of what FlashFrame is. I guess it's best to get from the horse's mouth directly.
Yeah, sure. So FlashFrame is a crowdsourced marketplace for athletic photography. That's the quick pitch.
Yeah.
And then the idea was really born out of kind of a pivot after we finished Y Combinator. We were trying
Another YC alum on our show. This is great. We had Popular Pays on like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Corbett, yeah.
Yep, Corbett.
So anyway, you know, we were trying to figure out, we were originally trying to vertically integrate the racing industry. So like road racing, the marathons, it's a huge behemoth industry and people kind of underestimate how large it is. It's in the U.S. like about a $2 billion industry. And so that we kind of bit off too much and we couldn't really chew it all. So we saw photography and the Chicago Marathon was coming up and we said, hey, let's try this kind of interesting idea and try to crowdsource the Chicago Marathon. And we did it successfully. And so, you know, it was a really cool concept. We had just random spectators taking photos along the course. And, you know, we transacted a few thousand, you know, like tens of thousands of dollars of payments that weekend. The marathon was not all that happy with us. And, you know, we've kind of changed our model a little bit. But,
Not too much, I hope. I think all these big companies are just going to have to figure it out. I mean, I personally have talked to not just our sponsors and stuff. We obviously appreciate them and they're great. But a lot of big companies along the way of trying to secure sponsorship about the new media, right? We're here at WGN Radio, which is a very traditional deal, and I've got a Saturday live show, and we love that and appreciate it, and it's great. But whether people like it or not, and I think that the prediction that they're making that it's going to be years, not days, weeks, months, is wrong. You're going to have lots of everything being streamed, and the way that people make money is different. And those big companies, the Marathon is an example, not that it's a company organization, they're going to have to just figure it out because the communities and the people like you guys are taking advantage of what people want. And I think this is something that there's a lot of good. I mean, we just kind of joking about the bad side of this. You mentioned that they didn't like the transaction. There's a tremendous amount of good that I think comes out of what you guys are doing. In particular, one that comes to mind is if you remember when the Cubs won the World Series, and this is, you know, not the same thing exactly, but the Tribune had paid photographers who were in line to take the photograph, and the shot was awesome.
Sure.
And the Sun-Times had just randos. They had absolutely no, like, nothing. And the picture was shit. Basically. Mm-hmm. And it made a huge difference in how they sold the paper, of course, right? Which paper got bought and hung on the wall was one with a good picture. You guys picking a sports niche and creating something around the sports photography, I think is really cool because what we've lost over the last few years, if you watch sports and stuff, is that there's no more journalists and people trained photographers in the sports arenas taking these shots. It's all video streams and whatever. So I feel like you're pumping some life into sports photography where I feel like it was maybe going to the wayside.
Yeah, it's interesting to see when we set, you know, when we finally got a break after the Chicago Marathon and kind of like saw who made the most money off of our platform. We sold, you know, tons of iPhone photos and that was a definite dominant portion. But, you know, there's also a definite place for professional photographers. I think, you know, about 80% of our revenue was made by those professionals. And, you know, ultimately, we went back to those guys and said, hey, why did you like our model? What are the positives you saw? And they go, hey, you know, we haven't been equitably compensated for our work. You know, the media company that we were working for, essentially our biggest competitor, wasn't paying us our fair share.
Yeah.
And they go, you know, you guys are actually giving us what we deserve.
You own the ability to make or make not make whatever you want. And it puts the onus on, which is great for you, right? I mean, these guys have to work harder to make money, but that makes it your products better.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I just think it's really cool. I'm excited about it. I also love that you, and this is, you know, no surprise you guys went to YC, smart guys, they don't take dumb people. So, you know, for the most part, the idea that you came out and were able to pivot and notice and not be afraid to, like, shrink the business into a niche and then know that down the road you can always expand again or get into other areas or whatever is just really, really smart. I commend you guys for having the the balls, I guess, to just like come out and be like, you know what, we're not the coolest guys on the planet because we graduated from YC. We still got to work on this.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, it makes a lot of sense for us in terms of the sports photography market as a larger market because we both ran in college, and that's why we initially focused on this running niche, yep. something that we know, and we have felt the pain from the buyer side of, I want to go get a photo after yep. my marathon. But I think it's something that's a wider spread as photography is a growing market now in the U.S. And everyone wants their next Instagram photo, next Facebook photo. It's something that every runner, every sports enthusiast is wanting something, and photographers have the ability to provide it.
I don't disagree. So I guess why don't we talk a little bit? We don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to kind of have you guys walk us through the business side of things a little bit. I mean, I think when you, from the moment that you went into YC and then you got out and recognized the niche was going to be this, how did you begin to build this business?
Well, honestly, a lot of it was stumbling in the dark. We originally tried to crowdsource it, and it was tough. It was a lot of hitting the ground, trying to network with photographers, trying to network. You know, reaching the athletes is actually pretty easy because they all have to funnel in to pick up the packets. So we stood outside of the expo for hours.
But none of them mind a little bit of. Fanfare.
No, the expo is just known as the marketing spot.
Yeah.
That's what they come for.
So, after that, honestly, though, we had these huge, we did this again at the New York City Marathon, and we had these huge profit spikes on our, our P&L sheet.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, how are we going to really turn this into a business? And it's only been over the last few months that we've been actively, marathons and other races and events have reached out to us. We're talking like AAU basketball tournaments, smaller
like tough
races.
Mutter, this is written all over it.
Well, you think about it, essentially we've seen a paramount shift in the marketplace. The big guys are losing market share because they can't afford to go to races equitably anymore.
Yep.
And
they don't even pay staff journalists and staff photographers anymore.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's
And we've talked to hundreds of disgruntled photographers. So now we can basically, these guys are actively going, hey, is there another model out here? And when it comes down to it, we're the only other guys.
Yeah.
You got the big guy and you got us. And that's kind of, it's a blessing for us. So,
and it's funny that to think this, but there's never been a better time to be the us in that conversation.
No, honestly, yeah.
Like I would take your position over the big giant right now because they're just, money's just flying out of the door and they can't figure out what the hell to do. And to move the ship takes too long. And by the time they figure it out, you guys are going to have a whole market. They're going to have to buy you anyway.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping
for. That's what we're planning for. That's awesome. So is the plan to just stick with sports for right now and just beat the hell out of that until it's awesome and then maybe go another route, or is there other thoughts in mind? Or
our strategic advantage is kind of around the machine learning algorithm that we built.
Yeah.
So running is super easy because everybody's wearing a bib number.
Yeah.
But for basketball, baseball, eventually our photographers right now are uploading those photos. The same guy who shoots X marathon this weekend is going to go to that baseball tournament next weekend.
Yep.
And they're trying to hustle, trying to make some money. So we just hope in the future we can tune our algorithms to make sure that they can sell the most photos they possibly can.
Well, yeah, I mean, that certainly ensures that they will continue to use your platform. And I guess on the other side of this, so how, just so the audience understands, how does the actual transaction take place? So walk me through that.
Okay, so someone uploads their photo to our website and gets placed in an album, and a participant goes in and finds their photo. They're excited that they have a photo, and they put it in the cart, and they're like, well, I want to purchase this, download it. They follow through, and they buy it through our online credit card provider, and the payment goes directly to the photographer, and then we take a small cut. So the photographer is the one equitably being compensated for the photo. They receive this notification, you sold X photo, and then the participant just downloads it and can do whatever they want with it.
That's awesome. So cool. And then I love how the fact that they presumably would have multiple choices of different photos to take.
Exactly.
You got multiple photographers, different angles, different...
Yeah, the goal is that multiple photographers at an event, and they're in kind of a competition. It's a marketplace.
Yeah, which is great.
Photographers
makes them make a better picture, take their time.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's funny because now that we've been partnering with races that have been approaching us, a lot of these guys go, oh, hey, it's unfair for the guy who's at the finish line because, the finish line photos sell best. And we go, no, that's not true. It's the guy who's the best is the best.
Yeah.
He sells the most photos. And, we did this race in Virginia that was officially partnered with us. And there's a guy who took some great photos by a bridge. He outsold everybody else. Like 10-1. So, that's all it comes down to.
That's awesome. And I think that like with the cameras getting better on the phone, I mean, obviously it's not a DSLR or a pro camera, but the cameras on the phone are getting so good that you're getting people taking award-winning photographs on their phone.
Yeah.
Which is awesome because it means that you can have four or five different types of pictures that show up on here. You'll have 1,000 people who couldn't you, unless you were at the exact same time, you couldn't possibly all have the same picture.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like, why would I want just one picture, like holding my little medal, when I could have pictures throughout the entire race capturing moments that I honestly don't remember even having?
And something we've been noticing overwhelmingly is that people purchase multiple images. If you go to our competitors, we'll see that an image is $40-$50. They purchase one image, they get their best one, and they call it a day. But we're getting people purchasing all of their images, or four or five from different photographers, and it's kind of spreading the love among all of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's not what they were intending to do. You know, they bought all of them, they weren't thinking like, well, I just want to be equitable.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, why wouldn't you? I mean, if there's so many moments, particularly, and it's a great choice you chose running. Obviously, you guys are runners, but for more than that, it's a struggle, right? I mean, running from the very beginning to the end, you go through sort of like a fight, and you get the picture of like the looking good and happy and full of power, you know, as you're taking off, and I want that starting picture. And then after that, somewhere in the middle, you're struggling, and there's that moment of like hands on the knees, and that's a photo. And there's just so many different, it's like life. There's so many different times that these photos matter, I feel like.
Getting poetic there.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. No, it's just, I think it's fascinating because we just talked with Zach Kaplan from Inventables, how all we ever hear about is that technology is like ruining everything, and we're getting rid of jobs, and we're doing all this stuff, and we don't take time and to enjoy moments in life, and the pictures are all digital, so it's just like stored in a cloud and no one cares. But then there's companies like them who make stuff and enable people to take their time and make really cool products. And there's people like you who create a marketplace for an entire market of people who basically lost their job.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. Right when we were beginning the actual photography marketplace of it, I was meeting with a bunch of photography clubs in Chicago and talking to the photographers in the clubs and asking them how they thought that the model would work for them. And I actually got a lot of pushback like early on saying that this marketplace was going to be toxic for photographers.
Yep.
They were saying that we don't want to compete with each other.
That was George LeClaire saying that to you, I'm sure. I don't know if you know George, but he was a Sun-Times reporter who writes constantly on Facebook about how these things are crushing him, but I bet he's on your platform now.
Yeah, and then
he will be after this show.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it was the interviews after that first big event at the Chicago Marathon that I was kind of scared at first, and then it was that the interviews with the photographers afterwards where people were saying we were initially scared of the competition, but there's plenty to go around, and this is making us better.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think it's always like that, right? I mean, every time you try to introduce something new and a new way to do things, people freak out, and it's like, oh, my God, I just lost. You know, I'm going to lose everything. And then you get to it, and you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. And then shortly you actually figure out how to use your platform for my own advantage, and all of a sudden, like, I can't live without you.
Yeah.
Which hopefully a lot of photographers will.
We're hoping, yeah. We're hoping. Well, you know, and people have been loyal to us so far, so.
Well, if they're making money on you, they're going to be loyal for a long time. So this is awesome, man. Congrats on the success and getting this thing going. Congrats on the YC stuff. I think that's awesome. Where do people go to learn more about Flash Frame and sort of get on this platform?
You can go to www.flashframe.io. The IO is a little different.
Yep.
And then you can also check out /about, and there's some interesting info for photographers.
Very cool. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you.
This was great. You can watch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes, and of course, stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter @technori, or follow me @Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.